Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. I said that we kind of had a little bit of a cold snap, and yeah, we do, but I'm not feeling that cold today, so I'm gonna go ahead and do Winter Memories for a little bit. So Winter Memories is the best-selling game of 2004 as far as adult games are concerned. I'm gonna say that one more time. Winter Memories, 2004 best-selling adult game of the year. There's stats to prove this. This is an overwhelmingly positive game. It is probably one of the most positively reviewed games in the entire genre. And if you remember, there was a little group I was in where I got in a spat. And I pretty much said, well, I'm not going to cover this game. But that doesn't even mean the fact that this game got so freaking popular that it became the best-selling adult game of 2024. Like, this is unimaginable sales and unimaginable praise for this game. Doujin and Otome have made themselves like the next Alisoft with this. I haven't really played that much of Summer Memories, and to be honest, it wasn't my favorite game. I know a lot of you guys may be like, ah, but maybe it's because I just didn't play it that much. But Winter Memories is, I mean, it's gonna be amazing. Because, I mean, it sold everything. Everything. Every freaking adult game you can think of. Doesn't matter how good the graphics are or whatever, this little game beat it. That's how crazy it is. Alright, so let's get started. Of course, you guys know where to get this game. It's on Steam, overwhelmingly positive. And you can, of course, get it on Kagra. You can get it on GOG. It's on there still. You can get it at Jast USA. I think Manga Gamer. I don't know why in the world Jast isn't partnering with Kagra. Somebody should ask them that. Maybe I'll be that guy, but I won't be that guy right now. It's the last thing they want to be bothered with. Why aren't you partnered with Kagra? Everybody else is. Well, I mean, I saw the Manga Gamer. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Manga Gamer is not partnered with Kagura. They are doing an RPG from Shiravune that got me mixed up. Because you know that Shiravune also does do RPG games now, like RPG Maker ones. But they do, like, some really good ones. Like, they got Lily and the Rose Alchemist, something like that. That game looks kind of fun. So, yeah, there are some fun ones coming out of the RPG Maker, and it's definitely proven itself as an engine over the years, guys. This thing is actually making some fun-to-play games. Like, I was really enjoying myself with Cheryl the Alchemist. Oh, my God. I would have sat there all night if I hadn't felt like shit that day, and, like, I did. I felt awful. I would have probably played the whole thing through. All of it. All five layers. But alright, guys. Enough of me yammering. Let's start this game. It's the sequel. They say that you need to play Summer Memories before playing this game. Well, I have played a little bit of it, but I haven't played that much. I hadn't finished it. So, you know. Enter your name. This game uses the keyboard and mouse. Does it really? Heroines will call you both. Yeah, fine. I know, they put that on all their games. I mean, sometimes there are 100. No. I mean, do we want to skip the opening? No. Huh? Oh, finally awake? Mom, you looked pretty happy while you were asleep. Were you having a nice dream? Huh? Did it look that way? Wahaha! I bet you were dreaming about Yui and Ryo, right? Huh? Hell, right. I'm sure you can't wait to see them. Oh, but still. They already took care of you this summer. I wonder if they mind doing it again. I hope it's not too big a burden on Miyuki. I don't think you need to worry about that. It was Miyuki's idea to have him come in the first place. Oh, really? Masakazu-san is going to be busy with work, so she says it'll help to have a man around. A man? I don't know how helpful he could be. I can be helpful! And either way, there aren't many places to play around there. Maybe Yui and Ryo would be happy to see him. I hope so. But remember, Boku, do your homework and help with the chores, too. Don't just play around. You don't want to give them trouble. I know. You'd better. Oh! Boku, look outside. Outside? Wow! Snow! Oh, how pretty. The weather report did say it'd start tonight. I wonder if there'll be a lot this winter. Hopefully the drive back isn't too bad. That's the wrong voice for the mother. I wonder. Might be best to hurry. Doesn't look like there are many streetlights around. Heh, looks like it'll be a white Christmas. It's beautiful. Days left. 18. Good evening. Oh, he's here. Good evening, Boku-kun. Oh, Rioni. Yui-oni-chan? Okay. Welcome. How have you been? Over the last half a year, did you miss us? Come here, you. Hey, stop, Rioni. I'm not a kid anymore. You're always so full of energy, Boku-kun. Oh, Aunt Miyuki. It's nice to see you again, Miyuki-san. Hey, how's it going? It's nice to see you again, too. Looks like you're both doing well. That's good to see. Sorry about this, Miyuki-san. Boku wanted to come stay with you again. It's fine, Sachiko-san. I'm delighted to spend more time with him. Hello, it's been a while. Oh, Masakazu-san, it's been so long. You don't care what he looks like, he's just a blue figure. Oh, Masakazu-san, you've grown up to be a real man since I last saw you. Ha ha ha, I'm sorry about last time, we missed each other and couldn't even say hello. Oh, well, I was busy with work. You must be tired from the long trip. Would you like to come in for a bit? I appreciate the offer, but it started snowing. We need to hurry back before it gets worse. You do? You could stay until the weather improves, though. I appreciate the thought, Miyuki-san, but we haven't had a Christmas Eve to ourselves in a while. Miyuki-san, maybe you could try doing something with Masakazu-san tonight, too. Oh my. Sachiko-san, you have such energy. Ha ha ha. Oh, wait. Come on, Boku-kun. Come inside. Okay. I think we'll get going soon. Sorry we're always in such a hurry. Masakazu-san, we should get drinks somewhere next time. Yes, I look forward to it. Bye, Boku. Try not to... Boy. Deep voice, right? Bye, Boku. Try not to bother anyone too much. We'll come get you before the first day of school. Help them out with chores till then. Okay. Then let's go, dear. Alright. Have a nice Christmas. Okay, you too. Are you hungry? Then shall we go inside? Today we're preparing a feast for you. You are? Today's Christmas Eve, after all. I put my all into cooking it up just for you. Jeez, you didn't do anything, Rioni. This is gonna be a fun winter. Will it? We'll see. Thus I arrived to spend another vacation at my cousin's house. When I met with my cousins again after half a year, they welcomed me as warmly as ever. There was Yui Oni-chan, a hard worker who always helped me study. There was Ryo Oni-chan, a bit of a goof, but she always played with me. And there was Aunt Miyuki, who was always kind and thoughtful. It was my first winter away from my parents. The special winter was here, and I felt its arrival in my heart. Winter memories, freely stating my uncontrollable desires. There we go. Okay. We're eating at 2000. Do whatever you like until then. Oh, as long as you don't go out. It's dark and dangerous around this time in winter. Okay, got it, Aunt Miyuki. Then, Boku-kun, could you come to my room before dinner is ready? I practiced a Christmas song just for today. Really? I'd love to hear it. Then I'll be waiting in my room on the second floor. Tell me when you're ready, okay? Yui Oni-chan playing piano. I can't wait. Would you like to hear about this screen? Nah. Time to take action. Oh, wow. I should leave it until next time. I should leave it until next time. I should leave it until... Okay. Oh, Yui's in there making... Aunt is in there making food. I'm not gonna bother her. I want to hear the Christmas song. Don't you want to hear the... Which girl was it? Yui Oni-chan, right? Oh. Wow. What a pretty sound. Thanks, Boku-kun. I practiced a lot just for today. It's a bit early for it, but I wanted this to be a Christmas present for you. Ah, thank you, Yui Oni-chan. I love it. I'm glad to hear it. But what you really want is a present from Santa, right? Nope, that's not true. Your performance was really good. And besides, this year I think I probably won't get any presents. Huh? Yes, you will. You've been so good, I'm sure Santa will bring you something. But I don't live at this address, so I don't see how it'd reach here. Address? I mean, this is your house, right? It's not my house, so I figured it'd be hard for him to send presents here. Oh, I see. But what about this? Santa knows what everyone wants, right? Yeah. That must be because he knows everything about everyone. Maybe he also knows that you came here.
Oh, I know more than that.
Really? Yeah, I'm sure he does. By the way, is there something you really want from Santa? Something I really want. A camera, maybe? Since I could use it to take pictures with everyone. It'd be nice to keep those memories of my winter break. What's wrong, Yui Oni-chan? Nothing. Nothing at all. I just can't believe I guessed exactly right. You must be looking forward to tomorrow morning, Boku-kun. Yeah, that's how I spent time with Yui Oni-chan. Yui Oni-chan's Christmas song was so beautiful and powerful. Why was she guessing what I wanted in the first place, though? I guess we can skip it for today? It's 1930. We already went in Yui's room. You go in Ryo's room? What's Ryo doing? Winter assignments? Oh, Ryoni, what are you doing? Oh, Boku? I've got homework. I was hoping to get this out of the way quick. I heard that you don't need to do anything over college breaks, though. I don't know why they gave out so much work over winter break. Sounds rough. What about you? Have any homework over the break? Okay, some, but I think the social studies homework is gonna be tough. Social studies homework? Yeah, it's this. Let's see here. Researching your town. Oh, that kind of thing. Where you passed a bunch of pieces of paper on a board and present it to the class? That brings me back. I did the same back in grade school. You did? Yeah. The whole class lived in the same area, so all the reports used similar material. Remember the teacher going, "We've heard that already," and everyone laughing. Huh. Well, you live in a city, so maybe you'll have enough material to not repeat things. But yeah, you won't find anything big to work with around here. I don't know. I think she's doubting that. Or I'm doubting that, rather. I certainly see something big to work with, but it's not what he's going to need for his assignment. What was your report about, Rioni? Mine? Let me think. Something about town history? About things at the shrine? Oh, and you know, the candy shop. That place has been around for ages, so I think I reported about that too. The candy shop. Yeah, we're not gonna talk about the candy shop, folks, and the lollipop. We're not, that's not what we're referring to. At least I don't think it is. You mean Shizuku Oni-chan's place? What? You know Shizuku? Yeah. I met her during the summer. Her grandma hurt her back or something, so she was running the shop over the break. Really? No way, I had no idea. Are you friends with Shizuku-san? Oh yeah, we were classmates in middle school. She's a top student, so she's going to a school in the city. Huh, if she came back home, she could at least told me. Oh, maybe she's running the candy shop during this break too. Oh yeah. Maybe she came back home for another break. Then maybe I'll go give her a visit. I've got some words for her. Bet you do. That's how I spent time with Rioni. I had no idea she knew Shizuko-san. If I say Shizuko-san, maybe I'll try asking her about the candy shop. Wow, looks tasty. Turkey and cream stew. My favorites. It's not Christmas without turkey. Oh, Lord. I can do without turkey. I'm glad you like it. Can we eat now? I'm starving, too. I'm more of a chicken guy. Let's eat already. Let's eat already. All right, let's have a toast with some champagne. Sure. Boku, you can use this chanmuri. What the fuck is a chanmuri? Is this alcohol? Nah, it's just juice. I'm having the chanmuri too. Wonder what it tastes like. Can't wait to find out. Look, I'm not much of a wine drinker, okay? I do like champagne every once in a while, but I'm not a big... Like, I don't know the different types... You don't know what a chanmuri is, Grim? You uncultured swine! This is gonna be another fun Christmas. Well, everyone's got their drinks, so... Dear? Yeah. Merry Christmas! Cheers! That's how we spent Christmas Eve. It was all my favorite foods, and I ate till I was stuffed. Both the turkey and the cream stew were delicious. Damn. Did all the food make you sleepy? The turkey was tasty after all. It's got tryptophan in it. It made everybody tired. And you're probably tired after the long trip. Back when I was young, I had a lot of uncles, you know, because my grandmother had a lot of boys. My mother was like the one girl out of all the boys. And basically, all the men, they wanted to watch football. So after we would go, you know, they'd all go to the family house and eat at the big old, you know, the big table. Basically, after we all got done, they'd all go to watch football. But football wasn't watched. Nope, they were all asleep. So it would just constantly be all my uncles snoring. Because that's what I did. That's how I spent a lot of my Christmases. And, oh, but you couldn't change the channel. Because somehow or another, they had that secret mentality. Oh, what are you changing the channel? I was watching that. And this man would be sound asleep, snoring. It's just, I don't know, it's just some ability they had. And you're probably tired after the long trip. Want to take a bath and get ready for bed? Yeah, maybe I will. Come on, get in already. You might find something nice. You look like you're about to nod off. We should get ready for bed after our bath. Well, there's nothing up there but the girls' rooms. Where is the bath? Oh, that's the father. Tatami room, hallway, floor one. That's the tatami room. Toilet. It's just a toilet. It looks just like every toilet you've ever seen in your life. Well, I don't know about every toilet. I don't have a toilet that quite looks like that, but it is a toilet. Dressing room? Oh, there's an event. Wow. Well, we saw some titties, folks. Ah! Boku opened the door and saw a naked woman making his heart race. Ah, for all the things I'm afraid of. No, not naked women! No, kidding. It was Miyuki. Uh-oh, that lust is going up. But, man, when I was his age, that lust is going way up. It'd be like, all the way to 100. You startled me. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were in here. Do you want to take a bath, too? Yeah! Yep. Then shall we bathe together? No need to restrain yourself. Let's get in together. How's the temperature? Just right? Yeah, it's perfect. That's good. You had a long trip. Take your time and relax. Yeah. It's going up! When he saw Miyuki in the dressing room, a certain image popped into Boku's head. It was something he could never forget. There was no way he could. Boku-kun, are you nervous? No, of course not. Oh, really? But Boku-kun, you're acting kind of distant. It was like Miyuki could read his mind. His heart raced. Well? His body remained tense as the memory of that day returned to his mind. It was during last summer when he came to stay with the Ichinose family? And when he got physical with Miyuki and her daughter, to fill his summer with memorable moments. They made such love to each other that it was hard to say goodbye. They could never let those relationships be known. What if over the past half a year, everyone decided to pretend it all never happened? What if he was the only one that remembered that summer? Unable to tell, Boku wasn't sure how to approach her. So many thoughts ran through his mind that he didn't know what to say. Miyuki-san, it's fine, Boku-kun. Huh? If we didn't feel the same way, I didn't know what I'd do. That's what you were thinking, right? That's why you were nervous? Miyuki knew just what he thought. She smiled softly. I feel the same. And I'm sure Yui and Ryo do too. Our memories with you, we can never forget them. Ah, Miyuki got close and gently hugged Boku, like, with her tits. No need to worry. I still remember what we did together. I remember what you did last summer. Or this summer. It's more like I remember what you did this summer. It's not easy to forget. Miyuki-san. Miyuki's words cleared up with the fog in Boku's heart. Enveloped by her warm skin, he gradually loosened up. Did that calm you down a bit? Yeah. Thanks, Miyuki-san. knowing I have your boobs to fall back on makes me feel like a... I don't know. Oh my! Are you back to your usual self now? The instant Miyuki moved away from him and reassured him, Boku tensed a bit again. The feeling of her skin and half a year's worth of lust helped his cock harden. Damn. Like frickin'... What was it? Geodude? Harden! As energetic as ever, I see. Sorry to the girls, but I think I'll go first. Miyuki faced Boku again, spread her legs, and used her fingers to stretch her pussy wide and show it off. Oh. I don't think there's a way to, like, remove the thingy. Nope. What Sachiko said seems to have lit a fire in me. Boku-kun, the promise we made, do you remember it? The promise. On the day I forget about sex with my husband, we made a secret promise. The promise made during the summer was to always be open to sex. Even though her daughters were home, she loudly indulged in pleasure that day. During the act, Boku's thrusting into her anus made it hard to even think due to the pleasure, but she still welcomed it. I've been waiting for more since summer. Every day I masturbate wanting your cock, and the more I pleasure myself, the more I yearn for you. Yuki-san, her pussy had at some point started overflowing with juices. I'm sorry, I can't wait any longer. Her drooling snatch was waiting for one thing. Come, Boku-kun, our first fucking half a year. Give it to me. Yuki-san, would you like to hear about pixel sex? What is pixel sex? Pixel sex basic controls. Sex that happens on the map. Triggers when you select a sex skill from the skill holder. Currently, map skills are selected, but by clicking arrows on the bottom right, you can switch to different categories. Selecting a category. Perverted skills, service skills, lead skills. Good lord, that's a lot of skills. When you select a skill, the icon will follow the mouse cursor. Click an arrow and the icon is visible to trigger the selected skill. And, okay. Try it. Select missionary. And then click on Miyuki. Oh, wow. Okay. By selecting a skill from the holder, you can have sex with the heroines on the map. Anywhere at any time. When you find a heroine, pick a skill from the holder to use your favorite position. You can use a greater variety of positions by learning skills. More details to come in a later tutorial. Right now, all he knows is regular old Amish sex. All right, here we are, woman. Lay down on your back. This is how the Lord wants it done. We're gonna have a Jebediah. Controls during sex, about moving. By selecting a character during sex, you can change locations. There are limits depending on the sex position, but you can enjoy moving your characters to fuck where you want. Oh wow, well, it's like The Sims, but you can just have them fuck anywhere. Try clicking a character and moving them. Okay, so what are we doing with them? Oh wow, we can have them fuck over here. In space! No. Unfortunately, you can't. Be rather cold outside anyway. I mean, that's really it, guys. It's not like we can move them all over the house, unfortunately. Well done! Missionary in the bathroom can only be done in two spots, but some positions can use the tub in all sorts of places. You could do missionary in the tub. I mean, she just has to... Oh, forget it. The vertical gauge to the right of the screen, is a cock meter. It represents the speed of the act. By holding left quick, boy. Don't know what happened to my fucking voice today, but by holding left click on an empty location, the act will speed up. Try raising the speed to max. Hold left, click, speed up. release, left click, slow down, right click, speed lock. Okay, well, let's... Whoa, good lord, look at that thing now. Good, okay, well, that, yep, that's, he's doing the thing. By raising and lowering the bar, you can control the speed. Increasing the speed will reduce the stamina gauge in the bottom. Oh yeah, just like a lot of these older, okay. There's older games that did that. When it hits zero, you'll pass out and be unable to act, so be careful. For this tutorial, the event will proceed even if stamina is depleted. Depending on the stamina depleted when you come, more lust can be sated. Sating lust can improve relationship status with the heroine and even increase experience and memory points. Managing the gauge well and sating a lot of lust at once could help to efficiently proceed through the game. By accumulating too much lust and going over the gauge's maximum can cause urination. This can cause significant stamina lust loss and forced time loss, so be careful. Ooh. They don't like it when you pee on them. I mean, nobody does. You try going up to somebody and just peeing on them. I think they'd be disappointed and you'd probably get punched or kicked or shot or stabbed or clubbed, bludgeoned. I mean, I don't know. A man will find something and hit you upside the head with it. And several times, I imagine. Definitely don't want to pee on people. That's one thing you can learn in life. There's a life lesson from the Grimlord. Do not pee on people. Put that up above your number one life lesson. That's like the top of the life lessons. This up here and the upper part of the screen is the sound meter. The sound meter represents the amount of sound heard in areas when speeding up. Oh! Uh-oh! This relates to Uncle's suspicion. The louder the noise, the more suspicious Uncle will become. Well, we don't want that. When a suspicion goes over 100, you'll find out about the sex and the game will end. So be careful.
Hey, what the hell is going on? What are you doing with my wife?
About sex stats. During sex or conversation with heroines, these stats will be displayed in top right. Lewdness, service, and perversion, increase by using corresponding sex positions. When surpassing a certain amount, the character's status will change. Sorry, guys. You may get to see a different side of her. That concludes the Pixel Sex Tutorials. For this part, the story will continue after ejaculating once. Climax during sex, click the mouse wheel, hit the confirm key, or stay at the maximum speed for a while. Now watch your stamina and finish whenever you choose. He got her, for sure. Never played this before in my life, and I think I did a pretty good job. You always make so much. You sure are youthful. Looks like you're relaxed. Yeah. Yeah, thanks to you. Then shall we get out now? Before the girls notice, okay? Yeah. You can now have pixel sex with Miyuki! You can have sex anywhere on the map. Pick a position from the skill holder and fuck. I'm sorry, Boku-kun. I wanted to help you rest, but maybe I ended up tiring you out. No way. You did plenty to help. I think I'll sleep well tonight. That's good. Boku-kun. Maybe it's odd to say this as their mother, but... Remember to show Yui and Ryo a lot of love, too. I'm sure they want it. And all of us are obsessed with you. Miyuki-san. He knew this was wrong. But now that he knew these feelings, this love that had been born wouldn't go away. It was that deep. That summer, the Ichinose family became tied to him. I also love all of you. I want to make lots more memories with everyone from now on, now and forever. I want to be with all of you. Ah, Boku's naive words shocked Miyuki. Boku-kun, his pure eyes and sincere words made her smile. You've grown so much since I last saw you. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, let's go to the bedroom. Yui and Ryo might be waiting. Yeah, that's how I enjoyed my time in the bath with Miyuki-san. I was exhausted, but she helped me rest up. Now tomorrow is Christmas. I need to get to bed. Damn. That was a nice bath. It's bedtime, though. Who should I sleep with tonight? Pick someone to sleep with. You can level up. Max stamina up. Gain memory points. Increase your lust. Or put 2,000 yen in your pocket. Increase them really. Cover your stamina. So take the money. I'll take the money. He's taking the money. You sure? You can have a brand new car. I've read up on this. I'm taking the money. At least I get to keep the money. Sir, I'm with the IRS. I'll be taking that money. Oh, here you are. $2. Enjoy your prize. Look at the little... That's cool. I should leave it until next time. Ain't I supposed to go to bed? Yeah, we're picking who I'm gonna sleep with, Yui or Ryo. I don't know. Oh, Ryo's playing a game. Dude, I'm totally with Ryo. Yeah. That looks fun. I'd play that for real. The game she's playing. Yeah, I got a little arcade box that's got a ton of those little space shooters like that on it. I would play the shit out of that. And her as well, but that's not the point. Oh, Boku, did you enjoy your bath? Yeah. Do you want to sleep with me tonight? Well, damn. Go to sleep. Can you stay up with her or what? Okay, let's sleep together, Rioni. Okay, give me a minute. I've almost cleared this run. Oh shit, she's going for a run. That sounds exciting. No, I'm not shitting you. I get excited for stuff like that. Especially classic games. Oh, we haven't slept like this in a while. Well, I like the art here. I see why this game is so popular now. Did you miss me when you went back home? I was fine. Well, maybe that's not true. It was more fun being with all of you. I'm an only child, so... I see. Notice they've made her giant and him very small. That's the idea. Then we gotta play a lot while you're here. I'm an only child, so... Really? Really, really. Anyway, you're pretty bushed for the day, right? You need to get to sleep soon if you want Santa to come. All right. Good night, Boku. Good night, Rioni. Oh, isn't that nice? No good. Can't sleep. After what happened with Miyuki in the bathroom, Boku remembered what happened the previous summer. The room smelled of semen with how much they had sex last summer. The numerous deeds done in this bed, the warmth of Ryo's body and her scent, memories of the sex with her from last summer ran through Boku's mind. He couldn't sleep. Grrr, getting hard. Can't focus on sleeping. He tried to quell his erection in sleep, but he couldn't push the erotic thoughts away. He wanted to forget, but couldn't, the secret relationship between him and his cousins that summer. Rioni. Strong stimulation suddenly struck his lower body. Arrgh! Were you not tired? Rioni. Mom.
さては.
You did something naughty with Mom in the bathroom, didn't you? Ah, you want me? You heard us? The bathroom's got a lot of reverberation. Well, what about the old man? And Mom, well, she moans loud. Oh, well, wouldn't Father hear that? Maybe he's listening to music. Yui and I were in the living room, so we could hear it. Yui Oni-chan, too? Actually, we've been trying to guess who would be the first to fuck you. What? On the count of three, we both said who we thought it'd be. Who do you think we guessed? Both of us at the same time said it'd definitely be Mom. Then we laughed at the same time. I see. Well, when we heard what was happening in the bathroom, we were pretty stunned, but... So, should I go call Yui now? Mom couldn't wait to see you, but she wasn't the only one. I knew you'd be awake. So are you, Rioni. Well, hey, hard to sleep when you can hear all that moaning, eh? Okay, Mom must have been loving it. Yui Oni-chan. Rioni. Already so hard. You never change, Boku-kun. Ah! Too aroused to sleep, huh? If you don't get to sleep soon, Santa's not gonna come. Well, but he will. So, we'll take care of that for you, okay? Well, I'll be darned. Well, yep, that's all we have. No, we'll do it. They got naked, put their hands on the wall, and lined their big asses up for Boku. Okay. Juices dripped from their pussies, and they shook their butts to urge Boku along. When they heard the shrieks from the bathroom, they were already ready, already. I wonder if your parents are doing the same thing right now. They said they have this Christmas Eve to themselves, right? While you're away, they could be having tons of sex. Ah, you don't like being left out, do you? Hey, Boku-kun, what do you want to do with our pussies? Well, see, I saw something on the internet where, you know, a woman put something in there and saw if she could shoot it out like a cannon. And I was like, I bet I can get that to happen. That's... They wiggled their butts to entice him. Oh, man, they were... Oh, doing that twerking. That's what it is. They were already wet, their pussies twitching invitingly. No fair, Rioni. Oh, there we go. Finally, after half a year, some real cock. You enticed him on purpose. For things like this, the older sister has to come first. I haven't felt your pussy in so long. I'm so happy to have my cock. It's so tight. The bed creaked as he thrust into Rio for the first time since summer. She was already soaked. Her pussy joyously made obscene sounds. My pussy, ever since you came, it's been so happy. Jeez. Boku-kun, remember to leave some for me. He felt a bit bad about Yui's frustration, but couldn't stop the thrusting. We're on the train. Can't get off right now. Ah, good. More. Like you did to Mom. Do the same to me. After the sex she heard earlier, Rio's pussy had an uncontrollable craving. As if to milk his cock, it tried to squeeze the semen out. Ah, Rioni! If you move your pussy like that, I can't control myself. Bang, 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 bang. Boku couldn't take the tightness. He seized her ass and began to wildly pound against it. Excited to finally be having sex with them after so long, he moved his hips by instinct. Looks like it feels good, Rioni. What a naughty face. Yui no looking. Like you're not gonna look when I do it. Keep it up, Boku-kun. Looks like Rioni wants more. This is good. feels good. Bang, 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 bang. Well, you can hear it. Boku thrusts faster to see more of Ryu's face and pleasure. The creaking of the bed, and slam it against Ryu's ass, which you can actually hear, filled the room as the sex intensified. Ah, Ryoni! I'm already! It's growing inside me. Coming? Coming in my pussy? Yeah, I want to come inside in your pussy. Lots and lots. I want to fill you up. Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, fill me up. Come in my pussy. Ah, Ryoni! Come in, I'm coming inside! Four. Wow. That was interesting. It's like the when you beat the Castlevania games, that little... You know, like you beat a boss in there, it goes... That's what it felt like. I think it does that on Ninja Gaiden also. Yeah, classic Ninja Gaidens also do that, where the digits go... Something like that. A lot of Nintendo games did it. I think that's what they're trying to emulate here. It's always so much! It's overflowing! Ryoni! Tons of semen leaked when he pulled out. Its thick stench filled the room. Yeah, ugh. Like that. There was thick with semen. Smell of your semen. Yui-Oni-chan! Ryoni's done, my turn is next, right? Please, Boku-kun, give it to me quickly. Seeing you have sex with Ryoni, rather, and the sexy smell of your semen, I can't wait any longer. Yui spread her own pussy and showed the entrance to Boku to draw him in. Her fluids found out, she was ready to fuck at any time. Your pussy, it's so wet. You're already ready to put it in, right? Yui-Oni-chan! His cousin's debauchery turned him on. Yui Onichan seems so chaste, but she's gotten so naughty in half a year. Despite having just ejaculated a ton, his cock again hardened. Yui's sexy appearance triggered his sexual instincts, producing tons of sperm. Come, Boku-kun. Make it even rougher for me than Ryoni. Give it to me. Move your hips a lot. Violate me. Give me so much. Ah, there's the cock. Boku couldn't stop himself from jamming his cock deep into her. Engaged all the way inside and used her fluids as lubrication as he thrust hard. Bang, 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 bang. I haven't gotten this in half a year. It's good. Your cock feels good. Your pussy, it's incredible. It feels good in a different way than Ryoni's. It's irresistible, too. I'm glad, Boku-kun. Enjoy it. Use my pussy. Let it make you feel good. Boku compared their pussies as he continued to enjoy Yui's. It made a moist, obscene sound with each thrust, further arousing him. Wow, your pussy's making naughty noises. Feels good, she says. Such shameless moaning. You're pretty naughty yourself, huh? There. Oh, Boku-kun. Ryo was watching, but Yui couldn't stop moaning from the fierce thrusting. The bed creaked as fluids dirtied the sheets. Ah, Yui Oni-chan! A bang, a bang, 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 bang. Wow, rough. Good. As ejaculation approached, a Boku thrust faster, using the bed springs to fuck harder, he pounded into Yui's pussy. Your cock is amazing. Yui Oni-chan, about to come. I'm glad. Give it. Fill my pussy with your semen. Boku-kun, already coming. Yui Oni-chan, come inside me. Give me tons. Coming inside. That's a lot. After you already came so much in me, you're absolutely insatiable. Boku-kun, Yui Oni-chan. Oh, Yui, looks like you still want more. Well, Boku, our pussies are still throbbing. Boku, shall we keep fucking raw? We now have pixel sex with Yui and Ryo. You can have sex anywhere on the map. I'm already well done. Haven't stayed up this late in a while. Did it feel good, Boku? Yeah. But maybe now Santa won't come tomorrow. Santa doesn't come if you're not even. Boku-kun's so nice that it should be fine. Yeah, just now you satisfied two girls. Huh. Both of you were satisfied? I hate to admit it, but you've captivated me. You'll take responsibility for this, won't you, Boku? Responsibility? Yep. You have to be my future husband. No fair, Rioni. I'm gonna be his wife, too. Nope. Like I said before, the older sister comes first. Boku-kun, forget about her. She's gonna get old and wrinkly soon. You're not that much younger than I am. I wouldn't mind marrying either of you, but I think it'd be best if we were all together. Can you marry multiple people? Well, polygamy is a thing that exists, but I don't think you can do that in Japan. Can in America. But mistresses are also a thing. Mistresses. I only ever see that in TV shows. True. Snoring. Oh, is he asleep? He had a long trip after all. Must have gotten worn out. He didn't seem so tired when he was fucking, though. That's true. Should we go to sleep now, too? Probably. No use thinking about things right now. And I'm pretty exhausted myself. Alright, then. Try waking up on your own, Rioni. Good night. Good night. Okay. And... oh, it says, I'm staying at my cousin's house again. I want to make a lot of memories while I'm here. Would you like to hear about the diary screen? Screen is for handling end-of-day proceedings. Most is for learning skills and writing in the diary. By viewing events and having sex during the game, the memories gauge will gradually increase. Value in the memories gauge converts into skill points on this screen. Select skills at the bottom of the screen to learn a variety of skills.
Oh, sorry guys.
Show will give you more pixel sex options or skills to use on the map. Create lots of memories to gain skills and make this winter break all the more fulfilling. And starting with this game, it's now possible to rewrite diary entries. Open to the newest page and right-click to look back at past events by repeatedly rewriting entries. Actions taken that day will trigger diary entries, and events that haven't been seen can't be drawn. Try to find lots of events. That's it for the tutorial. Enjoy your winter. I already saw that. Alright guys, so that's all we're going to do for Winter Memories. Most of you have already played this. Probably several times. Probably hundreds of times. Probably more times than I get a chance to play. And this is just for those that haven't and were kind of on the fence. You can still pick up the game right now. I think there's still maybe some Valentine's sales or whatever still going on. I don't know. You can check it out. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with another great hentai game. Remember, this is on Steam. It's on Kagura. It's on GOG. And that's about it. All right, I'm out.